Good morning and welcome to Morning Prayer with Deacon David and Karen Ochoa from St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. Today is Tuesday of the 30th week in Ordinary Time. Let us begin. Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship the Lord, our mighty God.
Come, let us worship the Lord, our mighty God.
Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Come, let us worship the Lord, our mighty God. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come, let us worship the Lord, our mighty God. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Come, let us worship the Lord, our mighty God. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Come, let us worship the Lord, our mighty God. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Come, let us worship the Lord, our mighty God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship the Lord, our mighty God. Our hymn this morning we will get from the Breviary, the four-volume set, God, Father, Praise, and Glory. We will sing verse 1. God, Father, praise and glory, your children come to sing. Goodwill and peace to mankind, the gifts your kingdom brings. O most holy Trinity, undivided unity, holy God, mighty God, God immortal, be adored. Lord, send forth your light in your truth. Defend me, O God, and plead my cause against a godless nation. From deceitful and cunning men, rescue me, O God.
Since you, O God, are my stronghold, why have you rejected me? Why do I go on mourning, oppressed by the foe?
O send forth your light and your truth. Let these be my guide. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell.
And I will come to the altar of God, the God of my joy, my Redeemer. I will thank you on the harp, O God, my God.
Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God. I will praise him still, my Savior and my God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord,
send forth your light and your truth.
Lord, keep us safe all the days of our life. Once, I said, in the noontime of life I must depart. To the gates of the netherworld I shall be consigned, for the rest of my years.
I said, I shall see the Lord no more in the land of the living. No longer shall I behold my fellow men among those who dwell in the world.
My dwelling, like a shepherd's tent, is struck down and borne away from me. You have folded up my life like a weaver who severs the last thread.
Day and night you gave me over to torment. I cry out until dawn. Like a lion, he breaks all my bones. Day and night you give me over to torment.
Like a swallow, I utter shrill cries. I moan like a dove. My eyes grow weak, gazing heavenward. O Lord, I am in straits. Be my surety.
You have preserved my life from the pit of destruction when you cast behind your back all my sins.
For it is not the netherworld that gives you thanks, nor death that praises you. Neither do those who go down into the pit await your kindness.
The living you give thanks, as I do today. Fathers, declare to their sons, O God, your faithfulness.
The Lord is our Savior. We shall sing to stringed instruments in the house of the Lord all the days of our life.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, keep us safe all the days of our life.
To you, O God, our praise is due in Zion. To you, our praise is due in Zion, O God. To you we pay our vows, you who hear our prayer.
To you all flesh will come with its burden of sin. Too heavy for us our offenses, but you wipe them away.
Blessed is he whom you choose and call to dwell in your courts. We are filled with the blessings of your house, of your holy temple.
You keep your pledge with wonders, O God, our Savior, the hope of all the earth and of our distant isles.
You uphold the mountains with your strength. You are girded with power. You still the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the tumult of the peoples.
The ends of the earth stand in awe at the sight of your wonders. The lands of sunrise and sunset you fill with your joy.
You care for the earth, give it water. You fill it with riches. Your river in heaven brims over to provide its grain.
And thus you provide for the earth. You drench its furrows. You level it, soften it with showers. You bless its growth.
You crown the year with your goodness. Abundance flows in your steps. In the pastures of the wilderness, it flows.
The hills are girded with joy, the mountains covered with its flocks. The valleys are decked with wheat. They shout for joy. Yes, they sing.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
To you, O God, our praise is due in Zion.
You are not in the dark, brothers, that the day should catch you off guard like a thief. No, all of you are children of light and of the day. We belong neither to darkness nor to night. Lord, listen to my cry. All my trust is in your promise.
Lord, listen to my cry. All my trust is in your promise.
Dawn finds me watching, crying out for you.
All my trust is in your promise.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, listen to my cry. All my trust is in your promise. Lord, save us from the hands of all who hate us.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, save us from the hands of all who hate us.
Let us bless our Savior who enlightens the world by his resurrection. Let us humbly beg him,
keep us, Lord, on your path.
Lord Jesus, we honor your resurrection in our morning prayer.
The hope of your glory enlightens our day.
Keep us, Lord, on your path.
Accept, Lord, our prayers and petitions
as the first fruits of our day.
Keep us, Lord, on your path.
Grant that we may progress today in your love,
and that all things may work together for our good and the good of all.
Keep us, Lord, on your path.
Make our light shine so brightly before men
that seeing our good works, they may give glory to the Father.
Keep us, Lord, on your path.
Our special intention today is for our parish and all our parish ministries and all the many people who serve in our parish ministries. We pray especially for our clergy, including our deacons who continue the deacon series teaching. And tonight I will be teaching on Catholic social teaching, which is how we manifest the kingdom of God in this world. So I invite you to join us tonight at 7 o'clock on all our live stream platforms for that. And now remember us, Lord, when you come to your kingdom and teach us how to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Lord Jesus Christ, true light of the world, you guide all mankind to salvation. Give us the courage, strength, and grace to build a world of justice and peace, ready for the coming of that kingdom where you live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
This concludes our morning prayer today. Have a wonderful day, everyone. Thanks for joining.